Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As Pilgrim's Sanctuary has been de-greened, its tree and wreath and bows and poinsettias removed, and thank you to those who attended to that de-greening, so has my home been de-greened, and perhaps so has your home been degreened too. The 12 days of Christmas are over, and with the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord yesterday, we began the Epiphany season, which this church year runs some 6 weeks. We have celebrated the Word of God's becoming flesh, and now we celebrate the Word of God's being revealed in the flesh of Jesus. Yesterday, to wise men from the east who were led to the child Jesus by means of God's word and a supernatural star, and today, arguably, to all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem who were going out to John the Baptizer in the wilderness and so happened to be there when Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. Happened to be there both to see the Holy Spirit descend on the man, Jesus, like a dove, and to hear God the Father's voice come from heaven, calling Jesus his beloved Son, with whom he is well pleased. Later, three of Jesus' 12 disciples would hear the Father's voice another time declare his being well pleased with Jesus at the transfiguration of our Lord, what in some ways is the greatest epiphany of our Lord and bookends the epiphany season, as it were. Well pleased. That sounds nice. With what are we well pleased? Are we ever well pleased with anything anymore? Consider buying groceries or going out to eat. Prices are higher, portion sizes are smaller, quality seems lower, and customer service seems non-existent. Can we even imagine being well pleased? Some might say our expectations are too high, that nothing could possibly satisfy our expectations or us. Should we tell God that his expectations are too high? God is holy and calls us likewise to be holy. As today's gospel reading reports, God the Father was well pleased with his beloved Son in the flesh of Jesus. Human parents know how easily they are not pleased with their children, how easily their children can disappoint them, though such disappointment does not have to mean that parents stop loving their children unconditionally. Notably, the New Testament only once reports God specifically not being pleased when the divinely inspired St. Paul says God was not pleased with most of the Israelites who had been baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea and who ate this and drank the same spiritual food and drink, namely Christ, but who desired evil, were idolaters, indulged in sexual immorality, put God to the test, and grumbled. Their being overthrown in the wilderness, St. Paul goes on to say, was written down for our instruction, so that we who think we stand take heed lest we fall. Do we ever desire evil? Are we ever idolaters? Do we ever indulge in sexual immorality? Do we put God to the test? Grumble? Even we who are baptized and commune remain sinners in need of the kind of repentance proclaimed by Moses, John the Baptizer, St. Paul, and pastors today, through which proclamation of repentance, God enables us to repent. Apart from such repentance, our sinful nature and all our actual sin warrant both death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. But when we repent, then God forgives us. God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sin, whatever our sin might be. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. The divinely inspired St. Mark's account of the baptism of our Lord that we heard in today's gospel reading narrates the event in what has been called the simplest possible manner. As we heard, Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. What St. Mark narrates next was dramatic. When Jesus came up out of the water, immediately the heavens were torn open, which is said to signify a turning point in the history of God's people. As he had hovered over the face of the waters in the beginning, which we heard again in today's Old Testament reading, God the Holy Spirit descended on God the Son, and God the Father spoke of his good pleasure in the Son. The Son of God had no sin of his own to confess or be forgiven. But in his baptism, he took on our sin. And then he took our sin to the cross for us in our place. As St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, for our sake, God the Father made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God showed his unconditional love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is keeping the law that we failed to keep, pleased God the Father. And Jesus is dying for our failure to keep that law, pleased God the Father. Through faith in Jesus Christ, the Father is pleased to give us Jesus' righteousness, and so also the kingdom. In Jesus Christ, we are those of whom the multitude of the heavenly host praised God at Christmas, singing of peace on earth among those with whom God is well pleased. God is well pleased, St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, to save those who believe through what the world regards as foolishness. God's word read and preached to groups such as this group, and God's gospel applied to individuals with water in holy baptism, with the pastor's touch in holy absolution, and with the bread and wine of the Holy Supper. The same triune God that revealed himself at the baptism of our Lord works today in holy baptism, forgiving sins, rescuing from death and the devil, and giving salvation to all who believe the words and promises of God about holy baptism. As St. Paul describes in today's epistle reading, especially in holy baptism, we are united with Christ's death and resurrection. When those who are baptized know and feel sin in their heart, they privately confess their sin to their pastor in order to receive individual absolution, forgiveness from the pastor as from the triune God himself. And so absolved, they're admitted to the rail and to the altar to receive Christ's body and blood, which also gives them forgiveness, life, and salvation. So brought to faith and forgiven by God through his word and sacraments, the triune God dwells in us and we in him. God works in us, St. Paul writes to the Philippians, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So we at least try to love others unconditionally as God has loved us. We at least try not to do such things as desire evil, be idolaters, indulge in sexual immorality, put God to the test, or grumble. With St. Paul, we can even say and mean that for the sake of Christ, we are well pleased with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when we recognize our own weakness and turn to Christ, then we are strong in him. When we fail to live as we should, as we will fail, then with daily repentance we live in God's forgiveness of sins. God's good pleasure not only sounds nice, but also is nice. We have that good pleasure by grace for the sake of Jesus Christ through faith in him. The heavens are torn open for us. The Father speaks as we are baptized into the Son and receive the Holy Spirit. So in Christ, you and I are also beloved children of God, with whom he is well pleased. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.